Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Since 2022, Irish employers have been required to publish details of what their male and female employees are getting paid, the idea being to identify any gender pay gaps. But has that had any effect, and who's monitoring it? Certainly not any government agency. Jen Keane took it upon herself to read all the reports and put them online on a website called paygap.ie. Jen, good afternoon.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Now, there will be people, no doubt, who will be texting in saying, gender pay gap, not a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Explain to them why it is a real thing.
Well, I mean, it's a very nuanced topic, okay? There's lots of things that contribute to the gender pay gap. And people will say things like, oh, it's women choose lower paying roles or they work more part-time roles, to which I say, well, why do women work more part-time roles? Because the burden of care falls on them. And it's not always women choosing lower paying roles. And in the EU, the average gender pay gap is 13%. If you think it's not a thing, would you be happy to take a 13% pay cut? Match my pay.
Yeah. Now, in Ireland, and we did bring in this system where companies were supposed to report about their own gender pay gaps.
Yes.
Give us an overview of how that's going.
In a word, poorly, I would say. So I suppose part of the reason I'm here, I'm probably one of the few people in Ireland who's read literally every single gender pay gap report, because I made a central portal to gather all of the gender pay gap reports because there wasn't a government one. Because of that, I have seen wonderful reports, very clear, all the figures correct, lovely. And I've seen reports that I'm not confident that any other human have ever read.
Yeah.
Very poor quality, blurry graphs, report data missing. Report data that they're obliged to put in the reports just missing or incorrectly calculated. And sometimes year on year on year, there's some companies that have literally never produced a report with certain data correct in it, not once.
Is there, but there is, I assume, they're legally required to do this.
They are, but there's just absolutely no oversight. I'm not convinced that anyone other than me is looking at some of them, to be frank. There's no body, there's no ombudsman, there's no person that you can talk to and say, hey, where's this report? There's very, very limited pathways for an individual like myself to actually query with a company. So I do email companies, of course, and say, hey, where's your report? They just ghost me or maybe get back to me with the wrong report. But because they don't have to submit them centrally anywhere, because there's no body overseeing it, people just put out whatever kind of report they like, whether it's correct, incorrect, missing data. Nobody notices except for me and the persons visiting my website.
So there's no punishment if they don't publish a report. There's no fine, or
nope.
Should there be technically?
There isn't. So the Irish legislation had very limited pathways. The IHREC, the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, can bring someone to the High Court to compel them to publish a report. And if you are working for a company, you can go to the WRC to say, hey, they should have published a report and they didn't. But even then, the only kind of outcome of that is that they would make you publish a report. There's no punishment for not publishing or for being late, which as of right now, I know of over 80 companies that are late. Their 2024 report, just it's not there.
Yeah. And when they do publish reports, when you read them, can you suspect that, or might you suspect that they're incorrect?
Well, sometimes it's quite obvious that they're incorrect. The most common area is the quartiles, right? So line everyone in your company up by order of pay, divide them into four quarters, and in each of those quarters, tell me how many men and how many women. So each of those quarters should add up to 100%.
Mm.
It's one of the most common errors, and it's very clear to see when it's not done correctly because it just doesn't add up to 100%.
Right. But is that just sloppiness rather than necessarily deliberately trying to obfuscate the issue?
I think it is sloppiness. I'd rather not attribute it. I don't think it's malice. Although I will say the government guidance for how you're supposed to produce the report literally has the equation in it that you put the numbers into, and it gives you the number in the right format at the end. So it's a lack of knowledge, but then it comes back again to the lack of oversight. There's no one looking at all of these reports, no official body looking at these reports and saying, hey, this is wrong, actually, and you need to reissue this report with it correct. And even if I email a company and say, hey, look, your report was lovely, except for this thing, which is wrong, sure, they can just choose to say, okay, Jen, we don't care.
Yes. Now, 13% is the
EU.
Yeah, yes. What's the Irish one?
9.6 was the latest from the CSO. Okay. So we're a little bit below the EU average, which isn't bad, I suppose.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
But overall...
What do I feel there was a book coming?
Of course there's a book coming. So I have some stats here.
Okay.
From 2024. Now, I will say 2024, my data set is still not complete because even though they should have all published in December, companies are late.
Mm.
There are 11 companies with a gender pay gap of zero. And the number so far is 707 companies. That's 11 out of 707 companies that have a gender pay gap of
that's
zero.
That's not great.
If you expand it a little bit to be charitable and say from minus 1% to 1%, so like close enough to zero,
yeah,
it's 85.
Okay, that's a bit better, but it's still out of 707.
And that's reporting so far. In 2023, that was 9 companies had zero and 44 were within that 1%.
Yeah.
So
the companies that had zero, were there signs that they've improved? Were they always zero?
Some of the companies have always been zero. Some companies have been consistently quite good. Some have unfortunately disimproved. Some companies genuinely, they saw their first report and they have tried to make changes. And you can see that in the report. I've been on some calls and seminars and things like that and webinars where companies have explained the different tactics that they've taken. And you can literally see it. You can see that they've gone from a median pay gap of, say, for example, standard in the insurance industry down to one of the lowest gender pay gaps in the insurance industry, just as a recent example.
Okay. And when these figures are calculated, I assume they're taking into account that women might be off for maternity leave or bonuses or all kind of various factors like that.
Yes, actually, recently they updated the legislation so that you have to take things like pay, like holiday pay, maternity leave. You have to take those leaves into account when you're calculating the gap. So it does take that into account. And they do have to calculate both a mean and a median for the pay gap, but also for the bonus gap. And I actually personally always find the bonus gap a little bit more interesting because I feel the bonus gap can be more directly impacted by your manager, for example. And you often see companies that have a lovely gender pay gap, like near parity or very low, but the bonus gap is still very high. So it still indicates that maybe at smaller levels, at individual team levels, there's still a bit of something going on.
Yeah. And so what areas are better than others in terms of the gender pay gap?
So local government and the public sector are quite good. They tend to be very, very low or in the negative numbers, which means that they pay women more. The flip side of that, of course, is those are often lower paying roles in general. So there's possibly a reason why you end up with more women in those roles. The typical typical areas that you would expect are pretty terrible. Finance, law and tech have consistently some of the worst gaps, with some retail creeping in. Surprisingly, retail is some of both the worst and best.
Depending on who the retailer is.
Depending on the retailer.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Are there many companies where women earn more?
Quite a few. Yeah, quite a few. Probably about a third, I think, of the reporting data in 2023 had negative median gender pay gaps. And I do want to say, generally, when I'm talking about the figures, I'm using the median here, not the mean.
Yeah.
Because the mean is more susceptible to being skewed, right? So sometimes in the news, you'll see a 9% gap. And I'm like, that's the mean. That's not as fair a figure as maybe the 1% gap they have.
Okay. All right. Yes. We're just going to statistics talk now. You kind of lost me slightly there. The government are planning to bring out some sort of central portal of their own.
Yes. The Norma Foley announced on International Women's Day that there should be a portal live in autumn this year. We shall see. I wrote a paper recently for the Geary Institute, their public policy website, with some policy recommendations. So I've been in touch with Norma Foley's office a couple of times this month to basically say, hey, I have a lot of learnings from curating the first 3 years of data, and I would love to share them with you or someone in your office, because I want the portal to succeed. There should be a central portal. It's really important that if you have data, it's in one place so that you can look at it and compare it and see how it changes over time. So I want their portal to succeed, as mine has. But in order for that to happen, it would be best if they took some learnings from the sort of pain of gathering the first 3 years of reports.
Yeah. If their portal succeeds, will you shut down your portal?
Not entirely, no. I think there's still value in what I'm doing. If the Irish portal ends up a lot like the UK portal, for example, you can get the data, but the comparison is still fairly limited. And I do think that there is a great value in individuals being able to look and see, for example, I work in a hotel, what are other hotels like? Or I work in retail, what's the average kind of in retail? That's not really available on the UK website. And that's something that I make very easy to find on my website. So what I'm hoping is that when the government portal comes, that will just make it easier for me to do the data collection, and I'll still be able to provide useful analysis and a clear and easy way for people to understand the data.
But even if in that happy situation where all this information is readily available and easily understood, it doesn't sound like anyone's doing any finger pointing, maybe apart from you. No one's going, hey, company X, how come there's such a big gap?
Very little finger pointing. There might be some more coming in. The EU pay transparency directive that's coming in that Ireland has to put into law by 2026 does have a slightly more stronger wording around, hey, if you have a pay gap, you actually have to do something about it. Our legislation kind of just says if you have a pay gap, okay. that's you, I guess. And you maybe have to write down what you might do, if anything, to address your pay gap. That's it for us in Ireland, unfortunately.
Yeah. How many of these reports have you read?
Over 2,000 now.
Oh my
at this stage.
God!
I know, it's a very elite club to be part of. I have seen. I recently gave a talk where I referred to them as the good, the bad, and the ugly. So lovely reports, lovely clear data. All the way down to, you clearly took a screenshot of this, lobbed it into a PDF, never checked if it was readable at all, and said, good enough.
Yeah. Jen Keane is the creator of paygap.ie. Jen, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
The essential mango coconut freeze. It makes its appearance at the dinner party, right when the night could go either way between nice evening and legendary. Served in 8 perfect stoneware bowls to the sounds of circa 1950 bossa nova. Seconds, a good debate, and an impromptu round of Never Have I Ever follow. It's gonna be a late one. The essential evening extender, made possible with Vitamix.